People drive by the nondescript Gray County Government Office on North Main Street, dismissing the historical significance of the name stamped on the building. It houses the offices of the Alachua County Supervisor of Elections and Property Appraiser. It was named in 2016 after Josiah T. Walls. Walls was born into slavery in Virginia in 1842. He would eventually rise from that beginning to become someone who walked the halls of Congress. Alachua County Supervisor of Elections Kim Barton says she feels a connection with Walls. He was the first African American to hold many important positions in the county. Similarly, Barton is a trailblazer in her own respect, as she is the first African American Supervisor of Elections in Alachua County.
I'm so honored. I'm so very honored when I look at Josiah T. Walls and the contributions he's made. When I look at him, it's like, wow, that is so awesome. So now here it is. I have an opportunity having that distinction as well.
Director of the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program at the University of Florida, Paul Ortiz, says Walls left the Union Army in 1865 and settled in Alachua County. He also coined Florida as a Negro's Jerusalem.
The reason that there's so much hope about Florida among Black people is that there's not that many white people here. It's a very sparsely settled state. Equally important, corporations and railroads don't have the kind of ingrained corporate power that they have up north.
In 1870, the Florida Republican Party decided to nominate Walls to the state's at-large seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in order to renew Black voters' faith in the party. As a congressman, Ortiz says he was a strong proponent of mandatory schooling for all children.
Josiah T. Walls is determined that if anything survives from Reconstruction, it's going to be the foundation and the building of equal educational opportunities for all Floridians.
But the other Republican congressmen weren't interested.
They don't want to pay for public education, and that's what they say over and over and over again. The Negro, like the mule, belongs in the fields. He does not belong in schools.
As Walls progressed in his political career, he eventually became fraught by the ineffectiveness of Republican politics after the collapse of Reconstruction. Ortiz explains that Walls decided to leave politics in 1879.
If the Ku Klux Klan had driven Josiah T. Walls out of Alachua County, it would be one thing. But the reality is much grimmer. The reality is that the best white people of Alachua County drove one of the most important congressmen in U.S. history out of our own county.
Walls died in Tallahassee in 1905. Despite his ability to break barriers in our state, no Florida newspaper published his obituary, and he lies in an unmarked grave. However, Barton says his name does carry on in something much more prominent.
That name stands for something on this building. And when people come in, I want them to know that man worked hard, not just for African Americans, but he represented Florida.
Sophia Mingotti, WUFT News.